This is Mark Ward with your new thought for the day. The man boarded the bus as he does each morning. His menacing demeanor seemed to discourage the passengers from making direct eye contact or smiling in recognition of his presence. His arms were crossed, and he sighed often as if he was carrying the weight of the entire world on his shoulders. And perhaps he was, but I could not help but wonder if he had been asked to do so, or if he simply volunteered. Is he angry because he is allowed to live by his choices every day? Listen, the faces of the walking wounded, those who seem to be lost in a sea of apathy or the convenience of misery, remind me of how far we have yet to travel in the evolution of our society. So many of us are still comfortably asleep. We resign from the discomfort of personal responsibility and sacrifice our values for the convenience of the collective consciousness. We allow ourselves to become systematically enveloped in the values of the organizations for which we work. And in the process, we surrender our desires to become a part of a system that may no longer even serve us. We may not be mindful of our choice, but we are painfully aware of the results. We are angry at the effect without taking responsibility for the cause. Wake up. Success or sabotage? Success is a concept, my friends, that must be defined daily. Even within the context of a higher vision for your life and purpose, it is easy to find yourself wandering off the desired path simply because you neglected to watch where you were going. Pay attention. Is this going to be an incredible day? You can be the man on the bus that I described, simply on the ride, or you can slip into the driver's seat. Which is the choice that best serves you? Until next time, I am Mark Ward. The New Thought for the Day is a production of newdesign.com. That's spelled NUDESIGN.com. Check it out. Be certain to tune in to our weekly radio show. It's called The Pill. Tuesday nights, 9 p.m. Central. It's on Blog Talk Radio.